Chapter 6. Now Jericho was shut tightly because of the children of Israel. None could go out and none could come in. And Yahweh said to Yehoshua, "See, I have given into your hand Jericho and the sovereign there and the mighty men of valor. And you shall go around the city, all your men of war. Go around the city once. You shall do this 6 days. And 7 Kohanim shall bear before the ark 7 shofarim of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall go around the city 7 times. And the Kohanim shall blow with the shofarim. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's shofarim, and when you hear the sound of the shofarim, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him." And Yehoshua the son of Nun called the Kohanim and said to them, "Take up the ark of the contract, and let 7 Kohanim bear 7 shofarim of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh." And he said to the people, "Pass on and go around the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of Yahweh." And it came to pass, when Yehoshua had spoken to the people, that the 7 Kohanim, bearing the 7 shofarim of ram's horns, passed on before Yahweh, and blew with the shofarim, and the ark of Yahweh followed them. And the armed men went before the Kohanim that blew with the shofarim, and the rear guard came after the ark, the Kohanim going on and blowing with the shofarim. And Yehoshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout." So the ark of Yahweh went around the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Yehoshua rose early in the morning, and the Kohanim took up the ark of Yahweh, and 7 Kohanim, bearing 7 shofarim of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh, went on continually and blew with the shofarim, and the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of Yahweh, the Kohanim going on and blowing with the shofarim. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about at the dawn of the day and went around the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they went around the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the Kohanim blew with the shofarim, Yehoshua said to the people, "Shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to Yahweh. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold, and vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated to Yahweh. They shall come into the treasury of Yahweh." So the people shouted when the Kohanim blew with the shofarim. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the shofarim, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Yehoshua had said to the 2 men that had spied out the country, "Go into the harlot's house, and bring out the woman from there, and all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her family and left them outside the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. And Yehoshua rescued Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had, and she dwells in Israel even to this day, because she hid the messengers which Yehoshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Yehoshua put them under an oath at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before Yahweh that raises up and rebuilds the city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation there in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So Yahweh was with Yehoshua, and he became famous throughout all the land.